You can get the latest odds, offers and more great content at williamhill.com, on the William Hill app and in any of our shops around the UK. The Daily Racing Podcast from William Hill.
And they're off.
Listen to the podcast at williamhill.com/podcast.
Third festival win and the biggest one today.
Or subscribe via iTunes by searching William Hill Podcasts in the music store.
Hello and welcome along to the William Hill Racing Podcast. We're going to look ahead to Sunday's action on this edition. You'll hear it all live on Racing Radio from 1:50pm with Darren Owen, John Budden and Mick Norton in the studio. It's Brighton and Worcester on the domestic front. We've also got some good racing over in Ireland as well. Three pattern races on the card at the Curragh. So some good racing to look forward to. My name is Mark Walton and joining me in the studio is Mr. Craig Forsyth. How are you, Craig?
Yeah, very well, thanks, Mark. Really enjoying the action on the Knavesmire. It's a shame it's coming to a close today.
It is. It comes to a close today as we record this. Luckily, there's more racing to come tomorrow, and we'll look ahead to that in due course. Before we do, let's take a quick look back at what we've seen at York. We'll start with the action on the Friday, Craig. We'll start with a Nunthorpe as well. Mecca's Angel just getting the better of the American Raider Acapulco in the closing. Well, I say just getting the better. It was relatively comfortable in the end.
Two lengths was the winning distance, Mark. It was a great race. Acapulco set off at a blistering pace, the two-year-old filly. And to be honest, you know, if you stop the race at the three furlong pole, although it only looks like there is going to be one winner, but the American filly did tire in the ground. She is a real good moving filly, despite being a big heavy-topped horse that hits the ground hard, but she does move well. And I think ultimately the softer conditions cost her in the end, because she set off at a blistering pace. And Mecca's Angel, who we know absolutely thrives with some cut in the ground, came through and picked her up later on. It was a great performance. You know, delighted for Michael Dodds and Paul Mulrennan. They've always held this filly in very high regard. And, you know, she's won a Group 1 now, and at one of the local tracks as well. It must be very, very special for them. And she's going to continue to take a lot of beating in the sprint division when she gets her conditions.
Yes, she just needs a bit of cut, doesn't she? And she's right up there. Michael Dodds is having a good time of things at the moment as well, isn't he? He's not doing too bad.
He is, yeah. You know, Eastern Angel, another one of horses, a juvenile, two-year-old, ran on Thursday. She's another nice horse, but she just doesn't stay six furlongs. I think she needs to drop back to the minimum trip of five. But yeah, running well. And of course, to have a very big chance in the Melrose with Hernando's Hideaway. So big chances for Michael Dodds, and they're finally on the scorecard. We're winning a Group 1 Nunthorpe, so yeah, very good. And it was a real good race, running a very quick time on ground on the soft side of good. So performance of the day by far.
Yeah, one of the other big races on the day was the Lonsdale Cup, a Group 2, and Max Dynamite. You said that was one of the performances of the day. Max Dynamite probably the easiest winner of the day.
Yeah, did. Really relished the ground, beat the improving four-year-old, DeLuca Cumani's Mizu, and Max Dynamite. Another one to frank the form from the Northumberland Plate. Ran a real good race up at Newcastle, finishing second for Quest for More. Then finished second over hurdles to Quick Jack. I suppose that has boosted his chances ahead of the Ebon Saturday. But Max Dynamite, I think the key, he was slightly flattered because he handled the ground much better than most.
Yeah.
And, the trip of 2 miles is definitely his optimum distance. And he ran out a good winner.
I think the plan with him is to send him down under for the Melbourne Cup. It'd be very different conditions there, wouldn't it?
Indeed. You know, it'd be running on much faster conditions. Yesterday's time, it was slow by around the 4-second mark, and completely different. But we did see at Newcastle, it was lightning fast that day in the Northumberland Plate, Mark, and he did run a good race to chase home another progressive sort in Quest for More. So he's versatile regards ground, but he looked to me that, you know, he's very much at his best with a little bit of juice in the ground.
Anything else stand out to you on the Friday?
I think the City of York Stakes has to be given a mention here, because Faddy Yale definitely got back on track and produced a real good performance, getting the better of Speculative Bid. The two did battle from some way out, and the time of the race was very quick. It was the second best time on the day after the Nunthorpe. And Faddy Yale, who didn't really get a mile in the Guineas, ran really well, finishing second in the Jersey Stakes, but disappointed somewhat last time. Got well and truly back on track here, winning the 7-furlong event in good style. Half a length was the winning distance in the end, but I thought value for a little bit more.
What do you take out of the meeting as a whole, and Craig, who would you be with next time?
Who would it be with? Oh, Mecca's Angel's definitely going to continue to take a lot of beating, Mark. You know, she's a filly going places, and I think she's definitely got one to stick with. And in the first race, Libran has done nothing but improve for Alan Swinbank this year. That was another personal best yesterday. And, you know, time and the race was pretty slowly run. But Libran is a horse that continues to go the right way.
What do you make of Golden Horn as well? Obviously, his first defeat coming in the International Stakes, the Judmont International on the first day. Do you think he might start to struggle, or do you fancy him to bounce back?
I fancy him to bounce back, Mark, but I think he's in need of a break.
Yeah.
The way he pulled in the early part of the race, for me, suggested that he's probably just had a little bit too much race and he's a little bit gone over the top. You know, he's had some hard races. He started out in Newmarket in a handicap, which he won fairly well, but he won a real good Danty. You know, he beat some good horses in the Danty, and he beat, again, another real good bunch of three-year-olds in the Derby, the likes of Jack Hobbs that went on to win the Irish equivalent. And then they click. You don't have easy races winning those type of events. And I think it's just caught up with him, in all honesty. I mean, it's a blessing in disguise. He didn't make the King George, considering how flat he looked at York. He didn't pick up at all. And I think he's just in need of a break. Whether they freshen him up and try and bring him back for the Ark, or they just wait till next season, though, I don't know. But I wouldn't be writing him off. I think he'll certainly bounce back. I just think it was a case of too much quality racing catching up with them.
Okay. If it was yours, is that what you do? Freshen him up, take him to the Ark?
I would wait till next season, though. I think he's too good a horse. I would definitely wait. You know, the Ark isn't the easiest race to win, let's be honest, and it can be quite a rough race as well. So, you know, I think I would be patient, and I'd probably wait till next season to go again with him.
Okay. Anything else in the news or anything caught your eye before we move on?
Anything I can think to mention. Obviously, the only news that I've really seen this week was Newcastle. They're going to stage the fight in fifth now.
Yeah, they've kept hold of it, haven't they?
Yeah, it was going to move to Doncaster while there was laying the all-weather surface. But, good news that the jumps race of the season for the North East has been kept at Newcastle. So, delighted to hear that.
Not biased at all in your opinion either there.
Definitely not.
Good stuff.
Didn't want to see it pass into Yorkshire.
Let's leave that there then. Let's move on to Sunday's action. Craig's got four races for us, and we'll get his thoughts on the back of this.
William Hill Racing Radio. It's everything to give you the inside track.
Right, we've got Brighton and Worcester on the domestic front. We're going to look at a race from each of those venues and a couple of good races over the Irish Sea at the Curragh as well. So we'll go through them in time order, starting in the 2:30 at Worcester, which is a Class 2 handicap chase. It's over the extended 2 miles. We've got a field of 9 here, Craig, and a pretty good race as well to look forward to this one.
Yeah, it is a good race, Mark. You know, when you give me the four races to look at, quite surprised to see this was a 0-150 event on Sunday, so a good race, surf and turf, heads of weight, and he's rated 144. Of course, he ran in the summer hurdle at Market Raisin last time. He comes back to fences. He's £4 higher than his last win, and I think, you know, he's possibly just in the grip of the handicapper, but he's a useful sort. The first thing I noticed about the race, Mark, was, you know, there's a lot of pace here. The likes of Toledo Gold, Walden Prince, Ferry in the Wind, they all like to race prominently. So it should be run at a real good gallop. And another prominent runner is My Brother Sylvester. But I don't think, you know, he definitely needs to lead to be at his best. He disappointed a little bit last time at Savile, but he was up to 2.5 miles on that occasion. And it just went a little bit too slow for him in the early part of the race. And he took too keen a hold and, you know, had no chance of lasting home over the extra 4 furlongs on that occasion. But you look at his form back at 2 miles when he finished second to a real in-form horse, strongly suggested, here at Worcester, then, you know, I think he's a big player here, and he definitely should settle much better off a fast pace, which looks assured on Sunday.
Moving on to the 250 at Brighton next. We're back on the level for this one. This is a Class 4 handicap over 5 furlongs. It's for 3-year-olds and older, field of 7 here. So which of the sprinters catches your eye here?
Going to go with a little bit of a character here, Mark. Doesn't always deliver, but should get the race run to suit. Pour Le Victor, Tony Carroll's horse, ran twice in the space of 2 days here earlier in the month. On the first of those starts, loomed up large, looked sure to win. And it was unbelievable that the horse ended up finishing fourth from where he found himself with a half a furlong to run. Just didn't go through with his effort on that occasion. Came back the next day and again travelled really strongly in that contest, but this time he did go through with his effort and he delivered well, beating Storm Lighting on that occasion, who reopposes in this race. Again, you know, we've got Absolute Champion, Monarch Made. There's a few here, the Royal Brave. There's a few that like to get on with things at the head of affairs. So again, he should find a strongly run contest, and a quick run 5 furlongs is right up his street. And he's gone up £3 for that win. He doesn't win by far, but he is a strong travelling type. Tony Carroll's horses remain in good form, and hopefully he can repeat, you know, his latest effort where he went through and delivered with his effort rather than stop quickly like he did the day before.
Okay, so Paul Le Victoire for Craig. In the 250 at Brighton, moving over to the Curragh for a couple of races now. The 340 at the Curragh is where we start. And this one is the Futurity Stakes, which is a Group 2 over 7 furlongs. This one's for the 2-year-olds, and we've got 5 of them in the lineup here, Craig. Aidan O'Brien's won the last couple of renewals of this, and he's got 2 in the race, Air Vice Marshall and Shogun. Either of those two on your shortlist?
Yeah, definitely, Mark. Air Vice Marshall has to be of interest here. Finished second in a good Group 2 race at Newmarket in the Superlative Stakes last time. Birchwood's a decent performer. He's a horse going places, and I think he's got quick ground to race on Sunday, which is very much in his favour. He's a son of Warfront. And we've seen one of Warfront's progeny win this race 2 years ago in War Command. You look at the roll call of previous winners, Glen Eagles, War Command, New Approach, Teofilio, Horatio Nelson. There's some big names in that previous winners list. So it's a race to look forward to. And I think Vice Marshall is definitely the one that is going to take a lot of beating. You know, his maiden win came at Gowran in good style. And like I said, he probably just lacked a little bit of experience in that Group 2 Newmarket. He's had just over a month to recover from the race. And if he goes forward from that, I think he's going to take a lot of beating. Now or Never looks the biggest danger. A filly by Bushranger. But she's shown a little bit of knee action, the way she moves, Mark. And I think, you know, the fast ground may count against her on this occasion. So I think it's best left to Aidan O'Brien and Air Vice Marshall.
Okay. It's interesting that you go for Air Vice Marshall here with Joseph O'Brien seemingly choosing to ride Shogun.
Yeah, you know, I mean, Shogun's done nothing wrong. Definitely was in need of the experience on debut at the Curragh. Oh, was obviously expected to run much better than the final position suggests, because he was sent off 5-4 favourite on that occasion, but he definitely massively improved on that run back at the Curragh over the same course and distance, winning well from beating Sunglider by 2.25 lengths on that occasion. He's another one that should relish faster conditions, but at this stage of their careers, I think Air Vice Marshall has just achieved a little bit more.
Okay, Vice Marshall for Craig then in the 340. And the final race that we look at is the 410 at the Curragh. This is the Irish St. Ledger Trial Stakes, Group 3 over 1.75 miles. It's for 3-year-olds and older, 6 of them in the lineup here. And no surprise to see that Aidan O'Brien's got a couple in here with leading chances as well.
Yeah, he has. The most interesting runner here, Marcus C. Moon. He returns from a stint in Australia. Starting out for John Ox here, a useful performer in the past for Sir Michael Stout, winning the Great Voltigeur at York. But for me, he was always a horse that relished a bit juice in the ground. And after 281 days off, coming back on a fast surface, I think you have to say he's a watching brief on his return to these shores. So interesting to see him back. I think the 3-year-old here getting the allowances is going to be difficult to beat Order of St. George. You look back to his last couple of runs, and he got within a short head of Bondi Beach, who, you know, was a slightly unlucky loser at York this week. You know, he went on and improved from that. And last time, he made no mistake, he won a weakish event in good style. And he deserves his chance stepping back up and into better company here. 3-year-old getting the allowances over this distance at this time of year could prove very difficult to beat. I think the biggest challenger is likely to come from Dermot Weld's yard in Good Tradition, and they'll be hoping that the blinkers first time make a difference here. Chased home an inform horse in Dark Crusader last time at Galway. Stays the trip very well, but he's bi-pivotal. His best form's definitely come on a softer surface, and with the ground forecast good to firm, at definitely all points in the direction of Order of St. George.
Order of St. George for Craig then. In the 4-10, let's just have a quick summary, if you don't mind spinning us through your selections one more time.
Yeah, I think there's some value to be had in the 2:30 at Worcester Mark with My Brother Sylvester. In the 2:50 at Brighton, hopefully Poor Le Victor can repeat his latest win at the track. In the 7 furlong Group 2 at the Corradjuoff at 3:40, Air Vice Marshal for Aidan O'Brien. And finally in the 4:10, we're sticking with the Aidan O'Brien camp with Order of St. George.
Superb. Good work, Craig. Thank you very much. Good luck and enjoy it on Sunday.
Thank you, Mark.
So there you go. The thoughts of Craig Forsyth on Sunday's racing. You'll hear it all on Racing Radio from 1:50 p.m. Darren Owen, John Budden and Mick Norton will be the team in the studio. It's Brighton and Worcester on the domestic front. Good card over at the Curragh as well. So do tune in on Sunday. Thank you very much for listening to this William Hill Racing podcast and enjoy Sunday's action.
William Hill is committed to responsible gambling. Visit gambleaware.co.uk for more information.